Welcome back to the Hearts Unleashed podcast. We're turning dreamers into doers. If you're ready to open your heart and take inspired action on your dreams, you are in the perfect place with wonderful people. Here's your host, dreamer, educator, and adventurer, Abigail Gazda.
Hello. Welcome back to the Hearts Unleashed podcast. We are in season 7. I can hardly believe it. And to kick off season 7, our first guest of the season is someone you've already heard from. You know her, you love her. It's Gina Sachs. She is a small town Missouri girl. She is the right-hand woman of her husband's concrete and construction business and a stay-at-home mama to their son and 2 daughters. She is also the founder of Tiny Axe, tinyaxe.co. No M on the end. That's tinyaxe.co started as a daydream back in 2017 to keep herself from losing herself in wife and motherhood and piles of laundry. When COVID started, the mental escape was no longer strong enough. So she turned her dream into a reality in early 2021 and launched her series of kindness cards, which y'all, I plant these things all over the country. I love sharing them and putting them in mail and all sorts of gifts and goodies. She has currently card decks, Keeping It Going, Compliments, Free and Easy, and Womankind. But in the summer of 2023, she released the Kiddos Kindness Deck alongside with her first book, Ellie and Hip Share Kindness. You guys, I love giving the official bio, but I also love giving my Abigail introduction. I have known Gina since as far back as 2017 and have gotten to watch and witness and walk with her on her journey of evolution, reclaiming that womanhood, that self-identity, and also just stepping into an authentic expression of her creativity and her impact and legacy. And it's just been a complete honor to witness and watch and cheer alongside and again, share with the world. So again, Gina, do you know your episode number? Quiz, pop quiz.
I know it's in the 200s.
Okay, so you guys go flow through the 200s and find Gina.
It's 231, maybe. I'm not sure.
Yep. And the episode's called Kind as Fuck, right?
Yep.
Yep. So we cuss around here. And so, you know, Gina, tell us how far you've come from that first episode till now.
So I was reflecting back on this. And first of all, the first podcast I did with you was in April of 2021. So my cards had just released. It was the first podcast I'd ever recorded. So I was a nervous wreck. I actually slammed a beer before we even got on the call just to calm my nerves. And so looking back now, I have over 450 sober days. So yes. I also just thank you for being a guiding light in that aspect of my life. And here I am, and I don't, it's not nervousness anymore. It's excitement. And I'm so happy to be back with you and your listeners. Since then, I talked to you whenever I released the 4 decks. They've been featured in 3 subscription boxes. Over 11,000 decks have gone out, and I just love numbers and fun facts. So if you lined up each individual cards, that would be 34 miles long of kindness cards that have gone out to subscription decks. But that was all over the United States and Canada also. So they're much further than 34 miles. Yes. And then, I was having so much fun. I claim this as my own identity. I was going to be the creator of kindness. And what I found is that my little girls really loved sharing them and making them. And they were even making their own cards to share in their classes. So that's really what inspired the kiddos deck. And I was like, I can't have a kiddos deck without a children's book. So I tackled that also. And that's been very fun. I didn't necessarily expect adding the role of author, children's author, mm-hmm. to my list of identities and hats that I wear, but it's been a lot of fun, you know, sharing that as well.
Heck yes. What is it like to see, to witness, like you following your dreams, inspiring your girls like that, and Chasen, your son and your daughters.
Right. And I feel like Chasen doesn't always get as much credit as he deserves. He's the kid that made me a mom, and I'm learning. He'll be 13 next week. I'm learning as I go. I'm going to be the mother of a teenager, which is crazy. But really, my daughters, they made me, they're the ones that made me want to be a better woman. I'm like, I need to be a good role model to them. And I hope that I give them something to look up to. I know some days in the chaos of everything, they're going to be like, wow, how was it growing up with a kind mom? And they're going to be like, she was fucking crazy. But I'm just like, we all have those days.
That's right. Yeah. I think that's something it's a part of your gift. It's a part of your superpower, or like a part of your personal magic, is like kind as fuck, like that inherent contradiction. But at the same time, it's like, we are crazy. We are people. We go through stuff. We go through shit, and we can still choose kindness like all the time, every day.
Yes, absolutely. And that's the thing too. I'm like when people are like, you can't, how do you market to children? And I'm like, I don't market to children. I'm marketing to moms who absolutely lose their shit, but at bedtime want to still snuggle up with their kids, read them a book, teach them to be kind to others. And that's who I'm marketing to. But if your kid stumbles across me on social media and learn to be kind as fuck, then I also well. So I'm no longer hiding that part of me, because that was a huge part that we worked together to overcome. Like, how can I be the face of kindness when I have such a filthy mouth? And I just can, and so can everybody else. So
yeah,
don't let that hold you back.
I was going to say, I personally have navigated so many identity shifts, or like incorporating every part of me into my leadership. I was a teacher. So I like, and I know you relate in different ways. And so it's like, yeah, there's this part of me that's I'm ashamed, or I'm embarrassed, or like how, like that's bad. That disagrees with that. That's not appropriate. Like all sorts of ways that we basically talk ourselves out of living out our greatness, and specifically in our unique brand of ourselves. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I just think it's brilliant, because I think it's very inspiring that it's like, you can bring all the parts of you to the stage, and that it's the next layer or level of self-acceptance. And since you've launched specifically the kids decks, you've been reading in schools. Tell us about that little journey.
Yeah, that's been a lot of fun too. And I have like this really cool ladybug, I don't know, is it Como or some kind of wrap. And I just get to be the ladybug lady and come read with kiddos. And it's fun because the book is probably, I would say, preschool to fourth grade. So like with the little kids, they love finding the hidden ladybugs on each page. And then the older they get, they're like, yeah, I have a coloring sheet where they can make their own kindness cards too. And they get into that. And I've actually received a whole lot of kindness cards back from the kids that I read to. So that's been nice. But even most recently, I was able to read to my son's class. And I was like, I know that this book is like, you know, beyond your or below your all's age of like your interest and stuff, but I'm still going to read it to you. When I'm substitute teaching, I read it to my high school kids just to have practice. And, you know, they can be like, an author subbed for us today. But it was really fun. Also, I'm always surprised by the little kids and the questions they ask. They're always much bigger than I expect. But it was a lot of fun reading to the middle school age group, and we get to talk shop and talk business and things like that. One of my friends who I graduated with, her son was like, Mom, Gina wrote a book. She must have been really smart and been a good speller and had straight A's. And she was like, no, I went to school with Gina. That's not true. So, I mean, like, I don't want kids to think that this is an unattainable thing, or I could never do that because I was not those things. I read the book over and over and over. It wasn't until my daughter read the book back to me that I found one little typo. And I'm like, that's okay. That's kind of how we all walk around with our flaws. But our message that we have to share is outweighs those little things that we get hung up on. So yeah, it was really cool to share along with them.
Yeah. I really love listening to you. It's never been so evident to me than this moment is like the sunny disposition. Like, you're very adept at taking a negative and finding the positive or showing why it's positive. And I think that that's so special. Especially because, you know, you and I were talking before we hit record, like entrepreneurship or building your own business or sticking with it, navigating the ups and downs of launching a product and getting it out into the world. What has it been like to do this?
One of the middle school students asked me how long it took to write this book. And I mean, when I say book, it's like, it's the perfect children's book because there's only two lines on each page. There's 32 pages. It rhymes. I'm like, what kind of book do I want to read over and over that I can handle reading? So honestly, it took me about a week to write it. The words just flooded in and I had it. And a lot of that added up. Like you said, we started this in 2017. I didn't order my card decks until the end of 2020. So, I mean, there's so much preparation that people see, oh my gosh, Gina wrote a book, but they didn't see the tears and the hesitation and like the identity crisis and all the things that led up to me to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And the more like, of course, I wish I would have released my cards in 2017. But as I'm learning as I go, like that hesitation feel like, should I do this? Can I do this? Every time I've done something, one of two things happen. I either do it and it's great and it's fine, or I fuck up and I learn from it. There hasn't been any massive failure, even though if you were sitting here, it might look like massive failure and I have snot crying and I'm like, oh, it's the end of everything. I've learned, and I've learned like great hard lessons. The first weekend that I launched, my label maker wouldn't work. I could not print my mailing labels. And I'm like, this is it. It's over. I'm going to have to refund everybody. And I drove an hour to the nearest, you know, office supply store, bought a new label and got them all shipped out. Like it's fine. I had a custom issue in Canada. I figured it out. I navigated it. I learned and I keep learning and I keep doing. And that's been the biggest, kind of like your GPS system, like renavigating and you still get to our destination.
I love that as an example, like renavigating. That's so good. And I'll tell you, I could not agree more that entrepreneurship, like it grows you. You can't plan for every obstacle, like the failing of your printer on the day that you launch or customs, right? And there's lots of things like starting an LLC, like all those little parts of like, you know, I've never done this before and I'll do it. I could say, you would probably say the same for parenting. It's like, yeah, you can read every book, you can take every webinar, like when it comes to business, or you could do webinars and courses and all of this, but there's nothing like hands on the keyboard, feet on the ground, like you mm-hmm. just navigating it. And I love the idea that you brought to the conversation, like life goes on. Nothing is the end of anything, and mm-hmm. and that you're going to learn and you're going to grow and you're going to keep going. And I'd love for you to share, like, what has kept you going in some of the harder days or times?
I think it's just part of my personality. When I wrote the book and I had it and it was all scribbled out on paper, I'm like, I could either stop right here and just, you know, when I'm dead and gone, my kids are going to find a chicken scratch book and be like, wow, mom should have done something with this. I have no artistic ability. I did a hashtag search and I stumbled across my illustrator, and she was a stay-at-home mom and she's like 3 hours away from me. I've never met her in person. And so we combined talents and she totally brought my book to life. I think it's just, it's almost like an addiction of like that next success thing. Like, what can I accomplish next? How far can I push myself? And I know so many people talk about getting out of your comfort zone. And I swear if I ever write a book, it'll be stay in your comfort zone, because there's so, it's like knock out the walls, expand your comfort zone. What are you comfortable doing? And how can you do it bigger and better than what you're already doing? There's no need to be out of that area and being uncomfortable. I think you should create an incredibly comfortable life for yourself. And I'm comfortable sharing kindness with strangers and comfortable reading within the schools and things like that. So I've just found what I'm really good and comfortable with and doing everything I can with it.
That is so well said. I need to like clip that and share with the world more. I love the idea of it, just knock the walls down and expand your comfort zone. That's what we're doing. Cause I get on calls with so many people who are like, I have to be different in order to be successful. And I'm like, absolutely not. Like, you will burn out so fast trying to be mm-hmm. anyone other than yourself. So it's like, what are you good at? What can you master and expand upon and monetize if you want to? And I think you've just done that in such an excellent way. And you're just, I love the way that you keep working with what you got. You don't mm-hmm. have to reinvent the wheel. And yes, do you have to learn new things as you go and grow? Of course. But that you have that intrinsic, innate hunger for what's next. I think, what was it that you said, with your house, right? Like, once I build that, then what? You know, because you guys mm-hmm. are working on that. And so it's like, once we will always have a what's next. That's a part of our human nature and feeling a sense of purpose and relevance and progress. And what have you noticed in the process of your progress?
Well, there's many more acts, themes. Each deck has its own theme. Mm-hmm. I have so many themes floating around in my head that I need to get done. It's just not finding the time, but just, you know, I need to sell the inventory I have, and then I need to create them and launch them. I can't have them all at once, you know? Yeah. So we're, but yes, there's definitely more themes in the works. When I made my book, The Barcodes, it was cheaper to buy 10 than yep. one. So I have future books in the works. I want to keep the Ellie and Hip series going. I would love for that to be a series. I've been looking into, my kids' school does accelerated reader test. So I want to get the book to be accelerated readers so they can do that. There's a whole process there and just finding more ways to branch and connect. I'm becoming less of a one woman show. And I think that's because I feel more confident in what I'm doing. The illustrator, like I said, is another stay at home mom. I recently hired another stay at home mom who transitioned out of her job to stay home with her son, and she's doing some of my marketing, and that just takes more off of my plate. So I can be allowed to be more creative, and that was not something that I was comfortable with before. I felt like if I'm doing this, I need to do it all on my own. And I realized I have an opportunity to help other moms similar to me that can do that. And like I said earlier, just combining forces and combining talent. You don't have to be good at everything, a jack of all trades. You can partner with those other women and people in your life and really, you know, elevate everyone in the group. So
I love that insight, because learning to delegate can be really scary when you're used to being a one woman show. And so it's beautiful that you've been able to shift that relationship. And I love your illustrator. I am such a fan. Your book looks so good, and I've seen her work. And what else? Sarah is her name?
Sarah Hickman, and she's at She Designs KC.
Yeah, like She Designs KC. Yes, yes. And I love her work, and I've gotten to refer her to other authors as well. So it's really fun to continue to expand that network and that those services. What would you say to someone who is only in the dreaming stage?
I know that it's scary there, because I spent a lot of time there, and I really, like, you can always just say it after the fact, like, I wish I hadn't have spent so much time there. But if you are there and you're not ready to step out of there, just pour into the self-work side of it, so that when you're ready, you've got your confidence. Like, I'm just an over planner anyway, so I'm like, I'm not going to take that first step until I know it's sturdy and steady. And you'll come across wobbly steps as you go. But with each step, you know, you're getting a little bit more confident in your steps forward. So, yeah, take as much time as you need, but don't take too much time, if that makes sense.
Yep. I love it. I absolutely love it. And there's a few questions, like, where can people go to get the card decks? But also, what if there's a teacher, librarian, principal listening in who would just love to have you at their school and reading to their community?
So everything is tinyapps.co. That's me on Facebook. That's the website. That's the Instagram. You can find me there everywhere. And there's like ways to message me there. Or my email is gina@tinyapps.co. Elise, that's the lady that's helping me with the marketing. We're going to try to get a little tab set up on my website where they can like book directly. And then I've been at the local schools, and we just created like a pre-order form. So any of the parents that want to order my book, I'll deliver them the day of the reading. So I'm not charging for the readings, but I definitely encourage the pre-order sales for whenever I get there.
That's beautiful. I love it, because it's really, I think it's a really special thing. You made so many valid points about, like, I wasn't some star student, you know, or model this, model that. And it's like, anyone can write a book if that's what they're passionate about, or launch a product or a service. And I think that just like whatever that person's gift is, and being able to find it, harness it, package it, deliver it, give it to the world, makes the difference in us feeling expressed. What has doing all of this done for you?
So definitely, like, listening to you say that, I'm like, definitely stubbornness is one of my main qualities. Like, and I'll look at it as a quality. I always like spinning it to the bright side. That has allowed me to keep continuing. My card decks and my book, I both self-published through the same company. Mm-hmm. And I think, like, I'm just like, I know I can do it. And I don't need anybody to tell me, yes, you can or no, you can't. Yes. So I didn't want to have to like pitch it to a book sales people or, you know, like, I'm like, I'm just going to do it. And I just did it. And now I'm like, man, I should really pitch this to somebody else to take over and do all the other, the businessy side of stuff. I just like doing the creative stuff. But I think that also lets me, experimenting with all sides of it, lets me realize what I actually enjoy, and what parts I want, and what parts I would like to pass on and let other people with those gifts and talents take over for me. So yes, when it's a series, I mean, maybe it'll be in your, the book fair at local school, you know, or things like that. So I definitely, I have so much room to grow and I can't wait. Cause before I just kind of held on to it as my little identity. And now I'm like, no, I want it out there and I want it to be bigger than me. And I want it to provide for my family and do just, yeah. Let it grow into something all of its own. It's like another child in itself. I'm like, I want it to grow up and, you know, do the best it can be.
I hear you loud and clear. I feel that way about my book babies too, and all and my different projects. And, but I think you're sharing something that's so powerful for early entrepreneurs, because I think there's something really important and special about learning to do some of the inside things on business where like, yeah, you don't have to be the one woman show setting up the stage and doing the lighting and playing the guitar and singing lead. Like that's pretty exhausting, but also working in your business gives you the chance to then work on your business and know who you want to bring in, know what your standards are and what your, you know, what your expectations and needs are and meeting those needs. And so it gives us that great experience, but also then learning to hand off, delegate. Very, very powerful. I would love for you to take a moment to share. Like I asked about like, what do you do during those downtimes? But like, what would you say to someone who they've launched their business and you want it to get out, you want the word out, but sometimes it feels like it's slow going. And sometimes it feels like, how am I going to get this into the world? And you've covered 37 miles and different countries, you're international now. What would you say to someone who is really like kicked off, but they're not seeing the growth, or let's say the rapid growth they may have expected?
Right. So I feel like I'm ready. And I keep saying I'm ready. And honestly, I'm not. Like I couldn't go viral. I don't have enough big packages in stock. We would make it work. But just throwing it out there and not being afraid of hearing no. Like I think I probably reached out to 15 different subscription boxes and three of them said yes. Some of them said not right now and others just didn't reply at all. And one was they had 10,000 boxes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I only have 1,000 decks of cards. Like, but I'm like, let's just see where this goes. And then we went through their printer and they got their own cards, which led to this whole other fail. It wasn't like the cards weren't exactly to the standard that I would have had them at. They missed the ladybug. There was other mistakes, but they still had my cards and it still had my website and it was still pushing kindness and getting it out there. Mm-hmm. And I have extras of these cards that allows me to give more freely. I leave a whole deck whenever I leave a tip at a restaurant, mm-hmm. or it doesn't bother me to leave a whole deck. Before I was just leaving single cards. So I feel like that mistake has led to more growth just because I'm more free. I'm giving them more freely. So they're just, it's all pivots and things like that as well.
Mm, yeah. Pivots is a great example of like, it's not a fail and it's not, you know, because slow going, it, like you said, couldn't go viral. I love that statement has made so much clarity for me where like in the slow times, I'm like, God, spirit, I'm ready. And then I hear like, no, you're not. Like, if I sent you 1,000 clients next week, like what would you do with all of them? You don't even have the structure to supply for that much, you know? And so it's like saying we're ready. I love that statement. It's like to any entrepreneur in it right now, just announce I'm ready and what for, and then find out why you're not and where you're not and build the structure to succeed. So I love that. I love that. And I love you. And I'm pretty sure I asked both questions in the previous episode. So we're going to ask them again, because you're new now, is what have you had to let go of in order to live your heart unleashed?
Oh, I feel like I've shed like so many different identities. Like we talked about in the beginning, that I have over 450 sober days. Like, yes. Drinking Gina was like her whole own personality, and everybody loved her. They're like, she's so fun. I'm like, yeah, but I'm miserable. So yeah. I mean, like, taking that away has given me so much more time, like more brain power, more quality. Mm-hmm. And then also, I'm not embarrassed, like in public. Like, I'm like, I don't want to share a card or be a, you know, sloppy drunk. Like, you're beautiful. Like, I really want this compliment to actually mean someone or mean something to someone and sound more genuine, not just, you know, the drunk girl flopping, you know, floating around complimenting everybody. I mean, we all need that girl in our life sometimes, but I just was ready to not be that girl anymore. Yeah. So that's one. What other identities have I shed? Just that I can do it. And like we've talked about, like I'm stepping into a business role identity. I've been a stay-at-home mom for 13 years. And I really became overwhelmed in that identity. And now I'm not overwhelmed in it. I'm owning that identity as well. Like that, I don't need to be doing all these extra things. I can just provide from home, but also I can choose what I want to do. I've been substitute teaching. That's been like not for the job work of it, just the connecting with people. So really just finding out what I enjoy doing and doing it because I enjoy it, not because there's some other outside force that says it needs to be done. And I mean, even people are like, you look great. You're shining, you're glowing. I haven't lost a single pound. Yeah, Look and feel better.
Yes.
Wear it better.
You wear happiness well, and you're just this radiant being. And I can, for one, personally relate to like not drinking and not being like bogged down, foggy, just our radiance gets to shine higher, farther, you know, touch more people, brighter. And so love that for you. I love that for us. And the brain power, or like the energy and the focus and the clarity and all of that is really, really beautiful. But also just you are a testimony to intrinsic motivation. And I think that that is so cool, because I think our listeners can really tap into, wow, like that's what it looks like. That's what it sounds like. It really comes from within. Like, what's next for me? Like waking up in the morning and like really looking at what am I up to? What am I passionate about? What am I excited about? How do I want to leave this world? And, you know, even on a day-to-day basis, and finding purpose in things and finding purpose in connection too, like you said, is I really, it's so sincere and genuine coming from you, the way you like love people, the way you invest in people, like even just by being present. Mm-hmm. Is so powerful. And I think that that makes a difference for people.
And I think, I mean, feeding back to that too, like I definitely have bad days. I still cry. I still get upset. I still holler and yell at my kids, but the bad days aren't as bad. Like my bad days are better than they used to be. So yeah, life isn't totally magic over here. Still having a human experience, but it makes it a lot easier to not make it harder than it needs to be.
Yeah. Amen to that. And I think that you're also an example of that inner work of shedding off the layers of what weighs us down that has us make the bad days worse, or for them to string them together for weeks and months on end, right? Like, and being able to just rebound and bounce back and clear and heal and get back up time after time after time, especially as an entrepreneur, especially as someone who's like out to have the best life possible. It requires an incredible amount of resilience and clarity or foresight to say, I have this vision and I'm going to go for it. And it's going to stretch us in all ways and forms and pull up all the parts of us that disagree.
Yes.
Yep. It's really beautiful. And then last question, Gina, what does it look like for Gina's heart to be unleashed?
I'm aging myself a little bit, but you know, the Blind Melon music video where the little girl runs around in the bumblebee costume, like, I feel like that's me. I'm just skipping around through the world. And it's like kind of creating my own little La La Land. Like, I can just block out all the noise and negativity, and I can't block it all out. I'm being like over dramatic about it, but I mean, it really helps. Like, I feel like those things bounce off a little bit more, or even like the whole saying, kill them with kindness. Like, that's the thing too. And that's what's fun about my card deck. It's like, if you're playing a game of war, like the kindness card is always the high card. It wins every time. So they also are kind of shields. And if you picked up some negative energy from somewhere, you just shield it and throw the kindness out there and create that ripple and let the bad ripple stop with you, because you feel stronger. I feel stronger. I feel like I can take that and stop it and not reflect it back into the world around me. So
yeah. I love that too, because you keep saying it, and I want to, you know, underscore it, is like, it just because you work hard to create a positive life doesn't mean that the world doesn't offer you negative things to deal with, right? So right. It's not about like wrapping yourself in a bubble and never experiencing anything bad, but it's having the capacity and the wherewithal and the resilience to deal with an imperfect world, and then to alchemize that, to shift it into kindness and say, yeah, crap came this way, and yeah, I may either lose my shit or right, like I'm just like, whatever, it's, I'm having a bad day, and still choose kindness, or again, not let it last for days, weeks, and months, but also be able to handle what comes our way. So I love that it's like the reality of still a human having the human experience, navigating Earth school and all its crazy folks on feet on the ground, but that really being able to show up as that bumblebee, just kind of basically like, you know, like spreading
making it rain. Yeah.
Yep. And you have the little kindness gun. The little,
I do. Yeah, the money gun. Yeah. Yep.
I love it. And I love it. And I love you. And I love our listeners. And I'm so glad you're here to kick off season 7 with me. This is so exciting. We just keep on moving through with the Hearts Unleashed podcast. And I want to thank you for being here to share kindness and to share your unleashed heart.
Absolutely. And then as always, I have the Hearts coupon code that works on my website for your listeners. And they can get any 4 decks for $40.
Wonderful. Good. Yeah. We will make sure to have all the links and the codes in the show notes. So we'll check that out and make sure everything's linked up. But you guys, go check out the kindness cards. Go check out Gina's new book. And if you're a teacher or someone in the school system, or maybe a community center even, right? Like somewhere right. just, you know, to yeah. be able to read to kids, have a gathering, be sure to reach out to Gina and do something like that. Cause I think it would just be so brilliant. And we're just trying to spread kindness all over the world.
Yes. Thank you, Abigail. I love talking to you, and I can't wait till we do it again, and I've accomplished so much more.
Yes. This is going to be so great.
Yes.
Hearts. Oh, I hope you got exactly what you needed. I hope this infused you with a sense of kindness, a sense of excitement for the new season to be coming, but also to be able to live out your dream, to be able to nurture your passion, what lives within you, and to accept it, to harness it, and to share it with this world. So thank you for tuning into the Hearts Unleashed podcast, where we are turning dreamers into doers. We love you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Hearts Unleashed podcast. We hope you found all the inspiration that you needed today and that you use it to take the next inspired action on your dreams. If you love the show, share it with a friend. We love spreading the love. For more information, to listen to more episodes, or to shop Hearts Unleashed, visit us at heartsunleashed.com. See you next time, Hearts.